Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning into this clip of South Philly Sauce. You can catch us twice a week in the NHL regular season on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
So needed. And I think the conversation when you talk about skill, hands, winning in shootouts, it was always, we got to bring more in. We got to have it here. It's not here right now. Zegras is a great example of that. And we'll get to it. But Bobby Brink is a guy that I think is really coming into his own. And we always knew Brink was so confusing because he'd show you flashes and then it would go away for 2 weeks. And it was frustrating for a coaching staff, for a fan base, because you're like, what is this guy? I think this year, if I can think of one word for Brink, it's been consistent so far.
Yeah. So I mentioned, like, I don't think a coach has fear right now of we got to put him on the ice. What's going to happen? He's really learned the whole game. And that was the learning process. That's when people, when coaches talk about the young players learning to play the whole ice, the game defensively, because Brink, when he came out of college, Denver, you knew there was offense there. You knew that was there. But what you didn't know is, can he adjust? That's why coaches loved a guy like Forster early, because he had that part of his game. He could play defensively. You weren't worried about that. You had to see Brink develop that. And he certainly has, in addition to that, his physicality, even for a little guy to come in. Little guys don't have to push people around, but they have to get leverage situations and they have to be willing to go to certain spots. And he's learned that. So what you earn is that ability to be a slippery player. And I think that's what he's earned right now, to be able, you have to get into a spot to find that slippery spot to get in toward the net or whatever. And he really has developed that. Plus, I think familiarity with guys that he's playing with and, you know, power play opportunities, it all adds up to, he's a dangerous player when he's not only creative, but he's very confident. And a guy like that size or whatever, got to be really confident. And other players around him have to be confident in him. And that's what they've discovered with Brink right now.
Yeah. And especially when you look at the new guy, Trevor Zegras, just playing. I didn't know he had spunk's the wrong word, but I didn't know he had that fight to his game. I thought he'd be the skill that kind of took away from that or stepped away from that. I was surprised to see that in overtime, but this is a guy that is so easy to root for. And I think Flyers fans are really starting to get to know this guy and love him on this team.
Yeah. I think what you're seeing from him, this is what I saw early when we talked about him early. I said, what I really like about him, it's he's got more hockey player in him than people thought, more than just a pretty game to go in. And that's what we're seeing here. He's you want a golden retriever with shark's teeth, that's what you want. So So I'm not sure exactly Sharp's teeth, but he's got some, you know, he's got some teeth to the game. And I think we saw that. So, I mean, you don't want to remove himself from a game, obviously. That hurt. You want to see him in the shootout. But you want to see that because you want other guys to stand up for him at times. And that's that pack mentality that Taka talks about and all coaches want to talk about. So you don't want one guy that's, okay, you can do this, you can do that. But you see it with him, and you see it with, you know, even though he struggled at times, Michkov willing to go in and stand up to people and go in and run at people after one of their teammates gets run at. So that's been a plus. But Zegras overall, I think Zegras has helped a couple of players. I mean, I think Drysdale, because there's a certain lightness to the room or whatever you call it. It's just fun that you bring in. So I think that's really helped too. So it's a huge plus. It's a great move that the Flyers made to bring this kid in here.
Yes, absolutely. As we look at this schedule right now, we have three games remaining in this homestand: Nashville, Toronto, Calgary. Oof, Toronto, obviously, but as a whole, there's some buzz. I mean, the Sixers, there's buzz around the Sixers right now, undefeated. It was like the teams that people weren't as excited about, the Sixers and the Flyers, I think both are pulling their weight that, okay, yes, baseball season's over. Look at us now, we're pulling our weight in the city, but Flyers have to have a good homestand here to keep that going.
Yeah, you don't want to slip away. It's like this team's going to have to, can't take nights off here. Even the one period off that they took against Pittsburgh could have hurt them. So, I mean, that's what you have to keep going. It's there'll be energy in the building. That's a weird one. The Leafs might be here on a night when I guess the Jays might be playing for a world championship on that night. So maybe their attention will be taken elsewhere. But it'll really be cool for me anyway to see, you know, Tocan and Berube behind the benches, because they've been so – I mean, they're so good friends and such big parts of the Flyers' history, those guys. So it's going to be really cool. So good, you know, I love the fact that both those guys ended behind benches like that. So it's going to be it'll be a good test. But they just can't – what you can't do now, I guess either organization, you know, basketball with the Sixers or the Flyers, you can't start to feel too good about it. You want to be confident, but, you slip one little bit. And you just, take two games off and it's all of a sudden, oh boy, we're looking on the outside, looking up again.
Yeah, well, there's still so much to improve. I mean, there are so many positives that mask that, but I mean, the high stick penalties, again, the passes, bring up Michkov, like you watch games and they're like, oh my gosh, there's still so much work to be done, but then they have a great finish and you kind of forget about it.
Yep, and the great part about hockey is if your goaltenders continue to play well, That's an eraser that can erase a lot of mistakes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.